Our first passage of the month is John chapter 15, 9 through 17. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. It's the Revised Common Lectionary passage for the sixth Sunday in Easter, which is May the 5th. As the Father loved me, I too have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. This is my commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I don't call you servants any longer because servants don't know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends. Because everything I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you could go and produce fruit, and so that your fruit could last. As a result, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. I give you these commandments so that you can love each other. So, Terry, if you're exegeting and preaching this sermon, or a sermon from this text, what's going to be your big idea or your central theme?
Yeah, man, this is such a wonderful passage, and I love. That's it. It's love. I think you can't look at this passage and not really let your theme be this idea of love, and to embrace and receive the love of the Father. I think is often missing in the church today, especially in the West. I think we carry so much shame and we carry so much baggage from our own lives that sometimes receiving the love of the Father is really difficult. That's the idea of remaining in love. How do we actually remain in love is a big deal. Out of that, I'm a big action guy and so super pragmatic. And so out of receiving the Father's love, finding those postures of remaining, keeping place with love, because God is love, right? He is love loving to us. And then out of that, what does it look like to love each other just as we have received the love from the Father? And so I think that's where I'm camping. I want people to understand that at the end of the day, your formation, your discipleship, your worship, it should all be moving towards developing this sort of love that when we are in circumstances, when we're in life, how do we respond to the world around us? I find myself struggling with this at times where it's easy that someone will say something or someone will do something and it's inconvenient to myself. And so how do I have a sharp response to that? Or am I able to actually absorb that and respond in love? I'll give you just a quick example of this recently. Me and my wife, we went and did a little date night last week, and we went and saw the new Bob Marley movie, which is pretty good. I really enjoyed it, and it's One Love. And so there's lots of concepts and talking about love and the bigger picture and you know, that whole thing. And there was a couple that was behind us, and they, Anthony, I'm not kidding, man, they talked the entire
foul.
And it was one of those things where, you know, there's some people they're just so clueless to the volume of their own voice. They think and they're whispering and making little comments, but they're talking full volume. Like, and I can sense my wife next to me, who's just like, she's boiling. I can feel it. She's like, oh my gosh, she's so afraid. My wife has such a compassion and such a rule follower that anytime anyone inconveniences, her whole life is to not inconvenience people. She just wants to honor and love people so well. But sometimes in the pursuit of the idea of inconvenience, she cannot be loving at times because she's like, you're inconveniencing people. You're wrong. And so we're sitting there and I found myself getting frustrated because movies are like, that's my spot. Like this is where I connect with God. And I just remember sitting there and that idea is like, you know what? I'm just going to absorb this. Is it frustrating? Is there something inside of me that wants to stand up and look behind them and like, hey, I'm 6'2", 80, man. I'm a big guy. I need you to be quiet right now. Like everything inside of me wanted to do that, but it's like, no, That's not love. That's not what Jesus would want from me. And so are we able to, in circumstances, absorb the things that frustrate us, absorb the things that make us want to operate and respond out of our own worldly flesh, and to say, you know what, I'm going to respond in love. I'm going to love. I'm going to love others because Jesus has loved me. And if I were in a movie theater with Jesus, I would probably talk and annoy him too. So, and he would show me love. And so I, in that moment, I got to actually exercise my faith and like show love and be generous. And when the movie was over, we made eye contact with a couple, and I just put a big smile on my face and just like, I hoped my presence and my smile would just be a sense of blessing to them. And like, hey, you're good. You're wonderful. You are loved. And it was great. And it didn't take anything away from the movie. It actually enhanced the movie for me because it was a reminder that we're to be a people of love. And so that's where I would take that.
I would have stood up and said, get behind me, Satan, and because Jesus has done that. So, right. Amen. Yeah. You're a better man than me. That's for sure. Well, it states in verse 16, the Lord chose us, right? And he loves us, verse 9. And so we are empowered by the Spirit to produce lasting and sustainable fruit, and that matters to God. So, Terry, talk to us about the long haul of discipleship in a world that, frankly, values the next shiny object, you know, what's going viral, quick fixes. Talk to us about lasting fruit.
Yeah, you know, I think lasting fruit is, I think it's something that's, it's not talked about enough. And we live in a world where the fruit we actually discuss are like the, I mean, we talk about the fruit of Mother Teresa, and we talk about the fruit of Hudson Taylor, and we talk about the fruit of these giants in the last 50, 100 years of the church. And we look back and we talk about the heroes of the faith, and we speak of their fruit. But man, I think there's something that we miss about this idea of fruit that is happening slowly over a long period of faithfulness, right? You know, I think it's Eugene Peterson uses that phrase, a long obedience in the same direction, right?
Yes.
And so that's kind of one of our themes for this conversation. And I think that's what we have to get back to. I think when we think about lasting fruit, I'm not looking for guys and gals who just get up and do these like grand slam home run type things, but what does it look like in my everyday walking around my sleeping, eating, and breathing life to be faithful, to be formed into the likeness of Christ? That will I actually submit and surrender my life to practicing the way of Jesus, to be shaped in becoming like him? And will my life exhibit fruit from that journey? That's and right. I'm a firm believer. I think Jesus keeps it pretty simple, that if we would simply be with Jesus, over time, the more we spend with Jesus, the more we spend with Father, Spirit, and Son, we will become like God. We're pre-wired, right? We were created in the image of God. And so that's actually a more natural progression and direction for our lives. The problem is we don't often prioritize that space of being with God, like that taking time to sit and be silent and maybe even at times find a little bit of solitude and just be with God, right? One of my favorite passages is just simply be still and know that I am God. And so I will find myself, and I try to do this every day, where I just sit quietly and I redirect my focus, my senses on the fact that God is with me right now. And even as we have this conversation, as you're in Raleigh, I'm here in Austin, God is with both of us right now. He's in this moment. And as you're listening to this on the podcast, whether you're sitting at your desk or you're driving in your car or wherever you might be, God's presence is with you. And all we have to do is take our crazy, you know, crazy focused attention and direct it towards his presence.
Yeah.
With him. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. I've been rereading a book from Julie Canlis, and she makes the statement that all of life is spiritual work, bearing children, hobbies, friendship, repairing gutters, commuting. You know, this is worship, the offering of our everyday stuff to God.
That's right.
And the powerful formation of that is when we recognize that even as I'm podcasting, I'm sharing this with the Lord, who is present, as you mentioned. And that is forming. And I love that book that you referenced from Peterson, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. And frankly, lasting fruit, that slow fruit, doesn't look very impressive always, right?
Yeah.
But it's the accumulation over time of, we look back and we go, oh, there's wisdom. I see God at work there. Amen.